Monday, December 4th, 2017, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. Happy Monday to you. Yes, we are coming to you on a Monday morning, as we have the very first episode of our new daily show format. Yes, you will now get a new Daily Dose episode every Monday through Friday to keep you up on the latest sports news with a daily dose of common sense, maybe just a tiny bit of sarcasm coming through now and then. You know, we started this podcast as a weekly show probably about 3 years ago. But the one thing that was tough, at least from my perspective, was that we couldn't really talk about the latest and biggest stories as they came out, because by the time Wednesday came around, like, you're already sick of hearing about those stories. They were already old news. Switching to a daily show does allow us to touch on every big story that comes along, which is actually pretty exciting. And we will still do a number of our same segments that we always do, as well as add in a few more to the mix. Now, I have heard from a number of listeners saying they are excited about the change. They're looking forward to the new daily show. We will do our best to keep bringing you an enjoyable show. Now, here is just a tiny bit of bad news, okay? It's not going to sound as clean. It's not going to sound quite as edited as a weekly show. Hey, it's basically going to sound like a live show. It basically is live. I'm recording this right now, early Monday morning, putting it up in just a few minutes for you to listen to. So you are going to hear some errors. You are going to hear me misspeak, say something incorrectly. I apologize for all of those mistakes that I'm going to make in advance. You know, a show like this, it's kind of funny, but if you're paying attention to what I'm saying, there is no visual medium. So it's hitting your brain directly. And I hate for there to be like distractions, because I want you to hear what I'm saying, not focusing on the sound or how I'm saying it or that kind of thing. In fact, I'm talking right now. I'm going through this right now, first thing, and I'm like kind of, you know, hearing all the mistakes. I'm like suddenly aware of how quiet it is and how, like, you might hear some background noise. You might hear this, you might hear that. And like, you hear that? Just that quiet? I'm not sure I care for that. Maybe we should play, I'm not sure if I should do this. Maybe we should play like some background music, like real quiet, just kind of low in the background. Could we do that? Hey, could we do that? Can we just play something like quiet just in the background? Just something low, just something to kind of be some like background white noise for me to talk over. I don't know. Something that puts everyone in a good mood, maybe? Can we do that? No, not that. That's not what I'm looking for. That seems like a little too Vegas lounge acty to me. No, not that. Stop that. Give me something. Might be that like wakes us up, gets us going. It's Monday morning. Like, I want to get up, get going, get in a good mood. Like, do you have anything like that? Seriously? I don't want Wham. I want something with like a beat you can kind of, I don't know, nod your head to, but that kind of wakes us up, gets us going, but doesn't distract me. It can't be distracting. Like, Wham feels distracting. Now I'm all disoriented. That's a little too delightful for me. Do you have anything else? Yeah, I don't think that's it either. Like, I like the beat, but see, I'm totally distracted, especially once the lyrics start, then I'm like singing the song, I'm not really paying attention, so I don't think that works either. I'm seriously, right up front, first daily show, I'm sorry about this. I didn't really plan on doing all this on the air today. Just, can we try to figure this out? I'm trying to get something that makes it sound just a little bit better. Do this. Give me like the cool beat, but don't distract me with the lyrics and give me something, like I said, that puts me in a good mood and gets me going here, that kind of wakes us all up. Come on. Honestly, why do you keep playing Wham? That's not good mood music. I don't know what you are putting that in there for. That doesn't help me at all. Stop playing Wham. Please, do not play that again. Nothing from that group, nothing in that genre. I don't want that. That is not what we're looking for. I want something to play a little bit. I know we should have done this before the show. We didn't. Just play something just a little bit cool. We can turn it down and just kind of keep it quiet just underneath, like I said, just to kind of hide a few of the little flaws and little mistakes that are underneath. Okay, that's actually not bad. Just turn it, but turn it down. Turn it down. Let's go with that for now. I'm not married to it, but I can at least live with that. I'll just say this. If you all have better suggestions, I'm open. Now, I can't get in trouble with copyright. Like, I can't have Wham coming after me. I can't do that. But if you have a better suggestion, something you would like me to play while we're doing these shows, I'm all ears. I'd love to hear it. But for right now, let's just keep that low, and we'll just play that for right now. Okay. Now, before we get going, if you'd like to contact us, tell us what we should be playing maybe, or maybe you have some feedback for the show, you have something you would like to discuss, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosports@gmail.com. Or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. That is DALYDOSE. We have a lot to get to this Monday morning. The college football playoff is set. Yes, we have our final four. Did you agree with the selections of the National Committee? I am going to tell you why I actually think they got it right this year. College football coaches are jumping around like kids playing musical chairs. We may have to discuss a few of those moves. And we do have an email from one of our favorite listeners concerning the NFL. We've got a lot to get to here on a Monday morning. So make sure that you stick around. Quit slowing me down with all this music nonsense, playing Wham. We've got stuff to do. Okay, first and foremost, the College Football Committee named their top four teams that will be playing in the fourth college football playoff. Of course, not everyone's going to be happy with those selections. I'm going to tell you why I think they actually got it right. Number one that they picked, the Clemson Tigers, the ACC champions, pasted Miami in the ACC title game. The U was nearly held to the zero on Saturday night. Clemson beat them 38-3. Remember that Miami turnover chain? I think Clemson took it and beat the Canes with it. Okay, so Clemson's in. Everyone's pretty much set with that, right? I don't think there's any disagreement on Clemson. Number two, the Oklahoma Sooners. The Big 12 champs might be the hottest team in the country. Their offense is definitely the most explosive. And my boy, Baker Mayfield.
You're my boy, Blue!
Has all but locked up the Heisman Trophy that he will be getting this coming weekend. Make no mistake about that, because my boy's getting that. The Sooners lit up TCU on Saturday in the Big 12 Championship. The Horned Frogs just could not keep pace with that high-powered offense. Okay, everyone's good with Oklahoma getting in, right? Moving on to number three. The Georgia Bulldogs. They got some revenge on, yes, a little bit of a depleted Auburn squad on Saturday, but they won the SEC Championship for the first time since 2004. Five. Georgia runs that football very, very well, and that defense is extremely talented. I don't think there's a whole lot of controversy with Georgia getting in. They won the SEC, they're getting in. So who is going to get that number four spot? Hey, Ohio State won the Big Ten Championship, knocking off previously unbeaten Wisconsin. Of course, they did also get blown out by Oklahoma earlier, and they lost to Iowa by 30 points this year. Oh! I'm not sure you can put Ohio State in. They're in the mix. USC. Southern Cal won the Pac-12 championship by holding off Stanford on Friday night. Say what you will about Sam Darnold. It's not always pretty with him. Doesn't always throw the prettiest. Doesn't always look the prettiest. His teams don't always play the prettiest. But I'll say this, he does usually find a way to come out on top. Something we said for that, isn't there? Darnold is a competitor. I like that about him. But then looking at USC, they did lose twice this year. And one of those losses was a 35-point debacle against Notre Dame. That's not good. Or the committee could go with the University of Alabama, who didn't even get to their conference championship game after suffering their only loss of the season last week against Auburn, who again did lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game. Okay, we all know Alabama got the nod. Now that angered a number of people in the sports world, especially those Buckeyes in Columbus. Which is kind of funny, isn't it? Because this is literally the exact same scenario that played out last season. Ohio State went to the playoff despite not even participating in the Big Ten Championship. Yes, this season we are hearing some righteous indignation from a team and a school that had the exact same thing happen last year. Oh, but last year it benefited them. Now I'm going to tell you why I think the committee actually got this thing right. Let me ask you a question, oh Daily Dose listener. Who knows more sports than anyone? Like if you were just saying, who really knows sports? Like more than anybody, who really, really knows sports? No, not me. Not me. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. But no, not me. No. Not Skip Bayless. Not talking about Skip Bayless. That's not who I'm talking about either. No, not him. Who else? Who really, really knows sports? No, again, not Joel Klatt, Travis. I can hear you from here. No, not Joel Klatt. I'm talking about the end-all, be-all of sports knowledge. Who knows sports? Who knows college football better than anyone?
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Yes, Las Vegas knows sports better than anyone. I still haven't figured out why the Vegas odds makers don't just pick these teams. Honestly, Vegas knows more than anyone else does. They always seem to nail those picks, don't they? Do you know who Las Vegas favors in the college football playoff right now? Alabama. They favor Alabama to win the entire thing. Currently, Alabama is the favorite at a plus 180, followed by Clemson at a plus 225, and then Oklahoma and Georgia are both at a plus 325. So you might not agree with the college football committee, and I totally understand that. But Las Vegas actually had the Alabama Crimson Tide rated higher than both Ohio State and USC. They still have them as one of the highest teams in the entire country. Now maybe that's just because they know what Bama does. They know what Nick Saban does. And in clutch times, usually Alabama comes through. Now, do I think you should have to play in your conference title game to get in? Well, sure. I like that idea. I like the idea that we say, hey, you need to go to your conference title. You need to win your conference title game to get into this playoff. And that's what the committee has always told us. They've always said, hey, you've got to play in your conference title game and win it if you want to get into this college football playoff. Well, until last year, when they put Ohio State in, who hadn't even gotten to their conference title game. So I guess conference title doesn't really matter now, does it? As much as I like it, as much as I would prefer you got there, doesn't seem like it really matters all that much. And so, based on that, based on last year, based on history, I will give the college football committee this. I think they went out and said, we are going to try to take the four best teams. Maybe it's going to be controversial. Maybe a lot of people aren't going to like it. But that is who we are going to try to get into this college football playoff. And for that, I will say, I think they got it right. Hey, coming back, we have seen a number of college football coaches jumping around. Where is everyone going to end up? And what school has screwed this entire process up like no other? Plus, we do have a listener email about the NFL that we have to get to.
Yeah, every time I go to get new body armor or some more drones, I always go to Amazon. But I don't just go to any Amazon. I go to rogueintel.com/Amazon. So this way I can help out my favorite podcast with every purchase I make. And I know I purchase a lot. Get to the chopper now!
Just a real quick reminder. Make sure that you do any of that holiday shopping that you need to do over at lootcrate.com/dailydose for all of the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. December's Loot Crate theme, it's called Explore, and it features items from Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, and Destiny. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just be sure to enter Daily Dose, DALYDOSE in the coupon box. We will get you 10% off of your order. And I'm telling you right now, Loot Crate has stuff over there that will satisfy even your most difficult person on your shopping list. So make sure to head over to Loot Crate. Also, make sure that you stop by our podcast network page, rogueintel.com. Rogueintel.com is a network of podcasts. And if you visit Rogue Intel, you're going to find a number of different podcasts over there about a wide variety of subjects. You're going to get addicted to some of those podcasts over there. You're going to be listening every single week. So make sure that you stop by rogueintel.com. Check out a few of the different podcasts that are over there. You know, we've seen a number of head coaches getting new jobs in the world of college football. Florida signed Dan Mullen from Mississippi State. Nebraska got Scott Frost from Central Florida. Chip Kelly, of course, went to UCLA. Jimbo Fisher left Florida State for Texas A&M. It's a little bit weird, isn't it? Leaving Florida State for Texas A&M? Like, Florida State has won titles. Florida State has won championships. Florida State has done some things. What has Texas A&M ever done? Like, ever? They give us Johnny Manziel? I don't know. Like, maybe they won some Southwestern Conference thing? I don't know. Can I tell you what I think happened with that whole situation? Because each of the last few seasons, Jimbo Fisher has been flirting with other schools in the offseason. Now, maybe he's doing it because he really doesn't like it at Florida State. I don't know. Maybe he's doing it to try to get money out of Florida State. I don't know which it was, but I think Florida State got tired of it. Yes, Texas A&M offered him a ton of money. What is it, $7 million a year? I mean, it's a ton. They basically just went into the car dealership and were like, hey, what sticker price? Yeah, we'll give you more than that. That's basically what they did for Jimbo Fisher. But you're telling me Florida State couldn't have matched that? You're telling me they don't have the boosters that could have stepped up and if they really wanted him, could have paid the money and still kept Jimbo Fisher? Of course they could have. I think Florida State got sick of him flirting with someone else. Just constantly always talking to someone else, always looking at someone else. They're just like, you know what? If you want to go, then go. Just get out of here. We're over that. I think they want to decide. I think they have decided they want to find someone that wants to be there. And because of that, Jimbo Fisher is going to Texas A&M. Florida State was not fooling with that. You know, the one school I did not mention as getting a new coach, which is a little bit weird because they were one of the schools that has been looking the longest, is the University of Tennessee, who has completely botched this entire process in like record-breaking fashion. Remember, they were talking about, when they first fired their coach, they were talking about maybe signing Chip Kelly or maybe Dan Mullen or John Gruden or Newt Rockne, Pop Warner, Bear Bryant, Bill Cowher, Don Shula, Tom Landry. We heard all of the big names that just couldn't wait to get to Tennessee, right? Then who did they actually say they were going to sign? Ohio State defensive coordinator Greg Schiano, who actually did a pretty amazing job of rebuilding Rutgers, one of the worst programs in the country. He made them respectable. The problem was, first, Schiano wasn't the big name that Vols fans wanted. And let's be real clear, that was number one problem. And two, they had heard a rumor floating around that Greg Schiano had covered up the raping of children at Penn State. So they had this huge protest and they boycotted Schiano. Despite the fact that there actually doesn't really seem to be any evidence that Schiano was involved in anything regarding that matter at Penn State. Like, I don't think he was involved. And you know what? No one seems to be able to prove he can be involved or that he was involved. The only evidence we have is one person said one thing one time in a civil case that maybe he saw something. Here's the bottom line for Tennessee. They still don't have a coach. And now coaching candidates are only pretending to have interest in that job to try to get a raise from their current employers. I'm telling you, look it. We saw Jeff Brohm at Purdue do it. David Cutcliffe at Duke did it. Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, he did it. North Carolina State had Dave Doran. They all said no, and they almost likely got a raise. Why? I'm not going to a school where the tail wags the dog. The same tail will fire me when I lose to Florida in week 3 of my first season. No thanks. I don't want that. And so the problem is that Tennessee, once again, has this inflated sense of self. They aren't among the elite. And really, they were only among the elite for like a few seasons. Remember like Peyton Manning, and then just after they won that championship, and then like they were solid, they were okay, but they were never really great. I don't know that they were really elite. But see, that doesn't stop Tennessee from thinking that they are getting all of the hottest coaching prospects beating down their door, just begging them to coach that mess. It's not happening. Now they have hired Philip Fulmer to come back to Tennessee and be their new athletic director. And they're talking about offering their coaching job to USC offensive coordinator T. Martin. Hey, T. Martin's a smart guy. T. Martin played at Tennessee. T. Martin also has zero head coaching experience. Maybe he'd be good. I don't have any idea. But can you really take a chance on a maybe right now for Tennessee? Maybe you don't have a choice. I mean, at this point, Tennessee is basically at the point of they need to take out like a Craigslist ad. Or they need to like get on Tinder. Swipe right if you'd like to coach here. You know, good luck, Tennessee Volunteers. You're going to need it. I don't know who they're going to get, but I know a lot of guys they're not getting. And it is primarily because of the way they did business. Okay, in the NFL on Sunday, there's a lot of things that went on in the NFL. But one thing that we did see happen once again was that the AFC West continued its trend toward being a huge mess. The Kansas City Chiefs dropped their 4th in a row. They are now 6-6. The Oakland Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers scraped by the Giants and the Browns. And now we have a 3-way tie for first place in the AFC West. What a mess. Best teams in this are 500. Meanwhile, my beloved Denver Broncos, yeah, they dropped their 8th in a row, and they now sit at 3-9. It's not good. It's not good at all. You know, I did receive an email from one of our favorite listeners, Mike in SoCal, and I thought it would be fitting if Mike made our first daily show. Get you his email that he has here. Clint, what a great podcast. Coach Mack is awesome. By the way, if you missed it, Coach Russ McKinstry appeared on episode 157 last week. I would encourage you, go back and check it out wherever it is that you listen. If you missed that one, you missed a good one. Dude just gets it. Anyways, Mike continues. You need to be sure to have Coach Mack on again. What a great way to end your weekly podcast. I do have a question for you. How are the fans in Denver reacting to what is going on with the Broncos playing such terrible football? They have to be wanting someone's head on a stick. With Denver fans known for selling out so many home games, how is the mood around the Broncos? Understand that this is coming from a diehard Lakers fan, and that is signed from Mike in Southern California. Mike, first off, thank you for the kind words. Genuinely, I appreciate that. Coach Mack is phenomenal. Dude, he gets it. You know, he's been a mentor to me throughout my coaching career. I still learn from him every time I talk to him. We'll definitely be having him back on. To answer your question, though, Broncos fans right now, they're kind of running the gamut of emotions, to be honest. See, this is a spoiled fan base, and I know that you understand that because you said you're a Lakers fan. You get that. They're so used to success that anytime they have failure, they look around and they're just like, what's going on? What is going on? Like, they don't understand it. You know, the Broncos have been to 8 Super Bowls. They've had 22 playoff appearances in 40 seasons. So they're just not used to being in the cellar where they are. And here's the weird thing. I think there is this general disbelief that they fell so far so fast. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But here's the biggest problem for the Broncos. The guy that all signs are pointing to as it basically being his fault in some level is the greatest Bronco in history, John Elway. Now, I've been watching the Broncos for more than 40 years, and I'm not sure I can remember them ever looking so just non-competitive. They can't even compete right now. They're so, so bad. Even during some lean years, and I do remember some lean years. I remember some years when they went to those three Super Bowls and they lost them, and you know they went like 5-11. I remember some of those years. I remember the years with Kyle Orton. I remember some rough years there. I remember the years just after Craig Morton, some rough years there. I don't ever remember them just being so completely non-competitive. They're not even in these games. They might as well not even be playing these games. And you know, it's not one thing. It's not one player. It's a group effort. There's plenty of blame to go around. I think that Broncos fans right now are ranging from, we just need to draft a new quarterback and everything will be fixed, which is incorrect. Also, we have the, well, they just need to fire every single person involved with the entire franchise. Again, also not accurate. You know, at the Daily Dose here, this is a podcast of common sense. We have been accused in the past of being a thinking person's sports show. And so we need to point out, once again, that the truth is somewhere in between. The Broncos need help at some key spots. They need an offensive line overhaul, completely rebuilt. They need more depth at wide receiver and tight end. They need upgrades at defensive line, linebacker. Of course, they do need a new quarterback. My concern is, did they make a mistake hiring head coach Vance Joseph? I'm hearing some things from him. We talked a little bit with Russ McKinstry last week about some of the things that Coach Joseph says concern me a little bit. Now, Mike, as a Lakers fan, you know that people baptized in a religion as serious as maybe the Lakers or as the Broncos, they're not going anywhere. They're just hoping to see John Elway turn this thing around, perform one more of his patented comebacks. It will be every bit as miraculous if he does it, because there's a lot to fix here. They will still keep going to games. Broncos fans will not stop going to games. They will voice their displeasure. Don't be surprised to hear some booing, because it's going to happen. I'll promise you that. But they will be waiting on pins and needles for the offseason to begin and then see what Elway does. Remember, the last time he was in a similar mess was just after the Tim Tebow thing. Yes, they had Tim Tebow, and somehow they found ways to win some games, but you could tell that this franchise was in a little bit of trouble. He went and signed Peyton Manning. So you never know exactly what he's got up his sleeve. I expect John Elway to make a big, big move in the offseason. We'll see what he does. Thank you very much for the email, Mike. Always good to hear from you. If you would like to reach out to us here at The Daily Dose, feel free to email us at dailydosesports@gmail.com. Or reach out over on Twitter or Facebook. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your question. We would love to respond and have interaction with you. Hey, we have a full week packed with more Daily Dose for you. Tomorrow, on the Tuesday edition, we will be looking at the latest NFL news. You know, there is actually someone who I think should be suspended in the NFL. Oh, wait a second, though. It's probably not who you think it is. We might take a brief look at the college football bowl picture. Plus, we will be covering any of the top breaking news stories in the world of sports. Hey, I have to say, thank you so much for listening to our first edition of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast on the daily format. And for all of you that share the show, it really, really is appreciated. Thank you so much. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful Monday.